The third annual International Cowpea Festival and Cook-Off will be Saturday, September 13th in Charleston, Tennessee. I'm speaking with Melissa Woody to find out what we celebrate at a cowpea festival. We're talking about the Cowpea Festival, and I just love the name. And it's a variety of beans. It's not just one type of bean that's known as a cowpea.
Right. There are about 50 varieties known as cowpeas, and they got the name cowpea because at first, you know, back in the early 1800s, people were feeding them to livestock. And then once they realized what a great protein source they were, and they were delicious, and so people started eating them. And Charleston, Tennessee was a large grower and exporter of cowpeas back in the mid-1800s. They exported them on barges down the Hiawassee and Tennessee River. And when the railroad came in, people called it the pea train because so many peas were exported on the train at that time as well. So it's pretty neat history.
If you're going to look at a cowpea, it's like a Crowder pea or a black-eyed pea, would probably be the most common type that you'd think of.
That would be. You know, among the 50 varieties, the ones that we're most familiar with would be the Crowder, the black-eyed pea, the purple hull, silver hull, pink lady, rattlesnake pea, cream pea, southern pea, field pea. So the list goes on. We learn more every day.
The festival takes place September 13th.
Yes.
And during the day, not only is there a cook-off, a cooking competition, using, of course, a cowpea.
Yes.
But you also have like a carnival atmosphere for people to enjoy.
It's kind of like any community's harvest festival, but we have the focus on the cowpea. So there are all kinds of games for kids and jumpy toys, and we have a little Picasso art area that we have arts and games for kids. And of course, we try to use that theme of the pea all through our event. We have a character greeting. Last year, we added a mascot, Clarence the Cowpea. And so we have a Princess and the Cowpea character greeting, and we'll have a princess there and Clarence, and we'll have photo ops all day for kids. We have live music all day starting at noon. We have craft vendors, and it's all juried crafts this year. We're just doing handmade crafts and arts and homegrown produce. So it's a very homegrown festival. We want to focus on community and agriculture and, of course, the great little cowpea that we all love so much.
What was the attendance like? I know this is just the third year, so you really couldn't tell from the first year it was kicking it off. Did you have a good attendance last year?
We really did. Throughout the day, people come and go. Of course, we have a headliner at 6:30 that night, but all throughout the day, we estimated about 3,000 people throughout the day. So we're hoping to either hold that number or, you know, maybe increase it a little bit. We want to grow, but we don't want to grow so fast that we can't, you know, can't handle it. But we've got a lot of really great activities and so much to do that I think, you know, definitely we can handle that crowd and then some.
Let's talk about this cooking competition.
Okay.
And a lot of times if you start with dried beans, you've got to let them soak overnight and things like that. When you comes to your competition, do the people competing have a chance to prep the peas beforehand?
Well, actually, for this competition, because our sponsor, our presenting sponsor is Bush Brothers and Company, and they have their factory and their visitor center in Dandridge, Tennessee, we have the peas provided for us, already cooked to perfection by Bush's. And so the chefs use those choices of peas. We use Crowder peas, purple hulls, or black-eyed peas, and the participating chefs have the option of using any of those in their recipe as their main ingredient. You're preparing 600, because we sell 600 of the souvenir spoons. Everybody who has a spoon gets to taste in the cook-off. When you're preparing that many samples, it is a lot easier to have those already cooked Bush's peas to work with.
You'll have story reading for the children and all sorts of arts and crafts. Do they glue peas to paper?
Yes, they do. We make little mosaic arts and crafts and help the kids do that. We call it the little Picasso area. It's a lot of fun. And we have a petting zoo and pony rides. The Cleveland Storytelling Guild tells stories. They'll be telling stories continuously from 11 to 3. So we have just different times that things are happening all day long. And there's fun to be had all day long at the Cowpea Festival.
Do you have a website?
We do. It's cowpeafestival.com, and that's cowpeafestival.com.
Saturday, September 13th. And what are the times again?
The festival starts at 10 o'clock with the craft booths opening and the family area opening. And then live music starts at noon. Our headliner is at 6:30, and then that will close out the festival probably around 7:30 or 8. Our headliner this year is Mike Snyder. He has been a Grand Ole Opry member since 1990, and he was a cast member on Hee Haw for 7 years. He is an amazing banjo player. And he's also a very funny humorist. And when I called him to book him, he was on my cell phone and we were talking, and I had to get up and shut my office door because I was laughing so hard. He is hilarious. He's a phenomenal musician. He's going to put on a very lively show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And the concert's free. We charge for parking in lots around the park, so it's $5 per car to park, but the concert's actually free. And then the cook-off happens from 2 to 5, and of course, that's a $5 souvenir spoon purchase. This is downtown Charleston, Tennessee, one block off from Highway 11, and you know, anywhere in the whole world can have a harvest festival, but nowhere in the whole world has an International Cowpea Festival but Charleston, Tennessee.
The International Cowpea Festival and Cook-Off is this Saturday, September 13th, in Charleston, Tennessee, just north of Cleveland. The festival is free and open to the public. There is a fee for parking and to purchase a souvenir spoon if you want to taste the cook-off entries. Events begin at 10 a.m. For more details, visit the web at www.cowpeafestival.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.